Chapter 43, Unexpected Friendship. The great hero Ajax had broken through the Trojan battle line and was now killing Trojans on all sides. Behind him came Odysseus, cutting and slashing his way through the enemy. Mighty Agamemnon was there, and Menelaus too. His wound had been healed, and he was fighting once more. As Menelaus advanced, a Trojan soldier was thrown from his chariot and fell in front of him. Menelaus raised his spear to kill him, but the Trojan begged for his life. Menelaus felt pity for the man, and was about to spare him, when he heard his brother's voice. "What's this?" Agamemnon said. "Why this kindness toward our enemy? Have you forgotten the kindness the Trojans showed you when they stayed at your home?" Menelaus's heart felt a sudden cold. He remembered the day the Trojans had taken his wife, and he kicked the Trojan to the ground. Agamemnon took his spear and drove it into the man's skull. Meanwhile, a Trojan by the name of Glaucus had charged toward Diomedes, and they were now locked in ferocious combat. "Who are you?" asked Diomedes, as their swords clashed. "Glaucus," said the Trojan, "descendant of Bellerophon, who rode Pegasus and killed the Chimera." Diomedes suddenly stood back. Glaucus paused. "But I am a descendant of Aeneas, who was once host to Bellerophon. They exchanged gifts and vows of friendship. We cannot fight each other." Glaucus nodded, lowering his sword. "There are many Greeks for me to kill, and many Trojans for you. Let us avoid each other on the battlefield." "I am your friend," said Diomedes, "and if ever you come to Greece, you will stay with me." "I will also be your host and friend," said Glaucus warmly, "if ever you come to Lycia, my homeland." And so the two men parted.